you so much, Va, for the word that was seasoned with grace. It's a blessing to me personally. I believe it's going to be a blessing to everyone here. Amen. Initially, I'm a very shy person. I don't like talking. But, as we are here today, I believe your warm faces will be an additional joy to my heart this evening. Amen. You see, I like those smiles. And I'm seeing those smiles now. I'm now happy, you know. Like you said, I'm in the garden of my brothers. Amen. I believe the Lord has a very important word for us this season. And a bunch of things that has been happening, as was just confirming everything that the Lord was saying. So before I start, I'll just, you know, share a few things. And just to confirm what Jeff said, that it's going to be, this meeting is going to build gradually. It was last night as I was about to go to bed and I was just praying in my heart. Then a picture came to me and it was a flickering light. And as the light was flickering, I'm like, God, are you playing, you know, with my mind right now? What's going on? No, I'm just going to leave it behind. And as I was trying to sleep, then the light began to shine brighter and brighter. I'm like, okay, that's making sense. Then as the light continued, then the final picture was a bright light. And that mentioned a journey that we all should, or we would journey this time. Amen. How many of us love light? Right. It's not something we can see, but why do we love light? You know, you're not seeing this bright light. Oh, yeah, I'm happy. Or some of us that came from places where you don't see this 24/7. Right? But when you see light, there's something concerning the light that is quite exciting. And that is just one definition. God. The representation of light, or what light really means, is God. Amen.
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 Mahar Vishmin Kal Divine. Mevin Saltavin My Divine Divine. Mefin Sin To See Vin. Vin Vin Divine. Sign Divine Sign. Sign to you. Divine. Divine sign. For it's a sign to you. Divine. Divinity. Divine, divinity, divinity, divine, divine, divining, divines, divines, Mahal Christ for Christ, meet Christ, Christ, light Christ, meet light Christ, might. Living light, living light, manaviskaida, talvaita sima, mahargasha, mahata. Amen. Shanamataya. I hear in my spirit. For this is a time that I'm bringing you into a definition of divinity. And I'm bringing you into my divine power. For you all shall be ushered into some divine experiences even this time. As you have heard and as you have been asked, what is your calling? And why do you want to know me? But for this time, I have set certain experiences for you. Seasons and journeys of experiences to bring you into journeys of my divine nature. And you will know what it means to be divine. For you see, the knowledge of my divinity has been hidden in ages. And therefore, I'm beginning to make light shine to you, even today. For you see, better than Adiah. For you see, for line must be upon line, precept upon precept. A little here, a little there. A little here, a little there. Until you all come to fullness. To fullness of what it is in me. And by this, this is what I'm going to begin to show you. The divine light being brought by Christ. For many have not seen Christ. Even yet they know him, my son, called Christ. But this day, even the light which you have seen will begin to shine to give forth Christ in you. For Christ will be birthed in you. So get ready for a journey of light. Get ready for a journey of light. For you are going to shoot high into the heavens, even to come before me. For I am a different light. I am differ. For there are many lights, even lights being created. But yet I am different. So therefore, I'm going to give you light that you might come into my light. Might zilak haravash mento mitalivan sinamata matalia vashkaria tarima mezina kaladeveshtri. Divine, I must seek a by at Zentalia Meshika, very design to design. You see, this school is designed for you. It's designed for you to come to inherit my knowledge and to inherit my substance. For this time, my substance will be very real to you and come into the power and the energy of my substance. Halavashem. Thank you, Father. Maharavistan. Mata. Meti Christ. Thank you, Father. Machina va send. To send. I sent help. I sent help to you. I have been sending help. But yet I am sending help. More help. 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 Even in things of the Spirit. I am going to culture you and culture your heart to culture the spirit. For it is an important culture that you must all learn. You must learn the spirit. You must command the spirit. For the spirit is God. God is spirit. And they that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. For this is an entrance of spirits. You will know spirit. You will understand spirit. Spirit. Might. 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 Might, 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 seek Ivan Sire. Hear ye today, for I, Christ, am in your midst, even now. I, Christ, am in your midst, even now. For you will see me. You will see me. And you will know me. You will know me. You won't know me as the Christ that is of the flesh. But yet you will know me the Christ that is risen. Yet seated at the right hand of my Father. For I and my Father, we are one. And this is our goal, that you must all come to us. For your coming is important to me. For your coming is precious to me. Thank you, Father. Mashitavana. I perceive there's even more utterances that I have not spoken of. But because of time, Amen. Amen. Let us open to the book of John, chapter 1. Amen. One thing that was impressed upon my heart, as I've said earlier, was the journey of light. Light is very significant. Why? Because when God was creating the earth, the first thing he did was to create light. Amen. You know, everything that God is doing or God desired to do comes with a wisdom. You know, I think we were even talking, it was yesterday, when God was creating the earth, it wasn't a fair, you know, it looks like a fairy tale, you know. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon the waters. And all those things were significant to actually revealing the person. See, all those things was crafted in the nature of God. Why? Because the invisible things, or things that we see, is what? Explaining the invincible. Amen. Things that what we see explains things that is invincible. Why? God is highly invincible. We can't see him. You know why? He's invincible. And that invincibility is not due to the ability that my naked eyes can see it. Why do I say so? Even when you look at microorganisms, your eyes can see them. Very tiny. You can't even see, but they exist. But that, you know, baffles me where, you know, science starts, you know, saying things about, oh, you can't see him, bring him, we must know him. Show me God. Why? Even without help, even science couldn't discover those things. Now, there are things that our eyes are designed to see. Things designed that our eyes must see. In the spirit. Amen. As I was saying, God created light. Because light defines the person of God. Amen. Now, let's open to the book of 1 John. I'm trying to gather these things together. This is just an introduction. It's just an introduction. So, be open, and I believe this would build on more. Amen. The book of John, chapter 1. Let us read from verse 1. Now, this is very, very beautiful. And I love this book, the way it starts. Yeah? I just love this. Now, I wasn't even thinking of this before, but as I begin to talk about it, then light just begins to shine. Amen. Let's open to the book of 1 John 1. Amen. Oh, no, I don't think that's a mistake, too. Amen. How many of us know that John is what is called John the Divine? He had the custodian of the definition of the divine God. They didn't just call him John the Divine just for nothing. Why? Because he has a master of the nature of divinity. If you look at all the letters, the epistles, John was one man that his letters speaks divine. It speaks, when you read it, all you just see is God. John speaks nothing but God. Now when you are reading it and saying, oh, my beloved, but what that is saying is God. Why? Because there's an intent behind every of those letters. Amen. How many of us know that the scriptures was written by inspiration? As men were what? Inspired by the Spirit. Now, that is very important. Why? Because every letter came with a light. Every letter inscribed came with a light. Now, these men didn't just write. As light began to shine, they began to write. As light began to shine, they began to write. So when John decided to write,
What did he do?
He engraved God into the letters, and yet it is hidden. Why do I say so? I said earlier, God is what? Hidden. Right? Now, before you can bring forth the invincible God, you must what? You must be interacting with things that are highly invincible. Why? Because when you are interacting with those things, then you begin to what? Detect, define things that are of that order. Amen. I can't tell an ant if I don't study and know what is an ant. Okay, this, that. You have this, you have that. Right? Now, God is not like every natural thing you can just see. Now, the intent there is to see. God wants us to see. Because sight is very important. Now, without sight, no one can see God. Now, let me quickly rush to the backstory to this. But let me quickly rush, give you a summary of where I'm going really. Where I'm going really is this. Light must shine for the eyes to see. Why? You see, even in the natural, no one can see without light. How does the eyes work, right? You know, light shines. Retina, we are reflect. Right? It reflects light. What the eyes even is reflecting is just light. What you used to see is light. Right? As it is in the physical, so it is spiritually. So which means, if I must see in the spirit, there is a different kind of light that must shine. Right? Do you know that there are all kinds of light in the spirit? There are different kind of light. Do you know Satan has his light? Fallen angels, spirit, wicked spirit, they have light. How do I know? What they have to do is just give you inspiration, wisdom. There are all kinds of inspirations in the spirit. No, so there are intelligent in the spirit that don't deal with the physical body. What they do is the intellect, the design of the soul that has to do with light. See, what all these beings custode is light. Oh my God. We'll go into the scriptures. Amen. But, you know, it's just a groundwork. Amen. Now let's actually go to John 1. Amen. Amen. Now, from verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We can see what opened the scripture really was the definition of who God. See, there is something I want to talk about. And the person I want to talk about now is God. So in the beginning was the Word. We know that the Word is God, as it's said here. You see? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. See, the same was in the beginning with God. It said, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Now, as I was saying earlier, the story, or it's not a story, is actually a revelation of what was in the beginning. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Right? The Spirit of the Lord was moving upon the waters, and it says, let there be light. That was the first thing God created. Amen. Amen. Hi. See, oh my God. I'm being pulled towards a direction. Now, actually, let's do it. We get there. Wherever I stop, I stop. Amen. So let's go to the book of what? Genesis. Now, this is actually the school of the Spirit. Amen. Now, the school of the Spirit is actually designed for us to journey, not just journey, to also learn Spirit. To be revealed by the Spirit. Amen. John, I'm coming. Amen. John is a very, very, he likes to tease. This is where you're going, but go there first. Amen. Amen. So the first thing that God created was light. Amen. Let's read it. So in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness. See, that's what God noticed. Darkness. Do you know that darkness is also light? Eh? Darkness is not just something that is dark. Darkness itself is a light. Now, that definition, I don't know if I go there now before I come back here again. Amen. Now, but I'll leave that for now. Eh? We know that darkness itself is a light. Now, to explain what that is, in summary, is this. Darkness is not just what is dark. Darkness really is the light that was created outside God. Eh? Why? Darkness itself is a knowledge. It's a knowing. Now, that knowing has become what men know. And that is why what is called darkness. But because what men lack, what? Wisdom, understanding. So my people perish because what? They lack knowledge. So knowledge, darkness itself is a light. We'll see that later when I get back to John. Amen. And then it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And what? The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now said, and God said, let there be light. And he said what? And there was light. This was the first light that God created. But that was not the end of all light. It was the what? The first light. That's why I was explaining that light differs. There's light and there are lights. Even in the heavens, as I said, even angels have light. Angels are light, but they are not the light. So there are lights and there is the light. And you know what's even interesting? God hid himself in light. Amen. What did he do? He said, well, you know what? See, light. If you go, oh my God, if you move into the heavens, all you see is light. But trust me, you won't just be seeing bright light. Oh, no. Have we seen that? Do you know what experience Paul had? See, when Christ appeared to him, say a bright light, that's what he saw. How many of us have seen different experiences? Like, oh, I saw a bright light. He appeared to me. Now, those are speaking of spiritual things. Now, those lights actually contain what? The content of spirit or the content that makes up God. So whatever comes out of God carries the nature of God. Eh? So even though God is light, is the light, then there are all kinds of light that was what? Taken outside God that God made. So if God can make the earth and then create one light, now tell me, what kind of light is just one angel? One. You'll be surprised even the when you hear stars. Eh? We hear our natural star is a galaxy. No, you know, we understand the what? The cosmos. Now, even in all those lights, do you know that those lights are representation of things, God? Yes. Now, let's now even move into science. There's one called the Milky Way. So when you move there, what happens is everything goes into an infinite, how do I put it? It's an O. When you go there, everything just disappears. Even when you put a light there, the light disappears. You don't see that light, you will never see, you know, when you turn on light, you put light, you see it on the wall. When light goes in there, it doesn't come out. You won't even see it. Now, that's another thing. But God made lights. Amen. How many of us know that we all ought to be light? Yes. I'm coming there. Now, this light I'm saying is not, you know, that one that we see. Say, I am the light of the world. No, there's that one that we, you know, always say. There is a difference to that. You know, there is always that teaching, you know, for us. Well, you are the light of the world. Go there and be the light. Now, you don't just be the light. No, there was something we teach charity, you know, do charity. You know, we do it. You know what? You know, let me love you. But love must be in you, you know. There is the learning that has to come. You can't just go and what? Be the light. Amen. Now, please, don't get this wrong. That doesn't mean that you are not still the light. Now, why? When your spirit was renewed, when you give your life to Christ, the first thing God did was what? To make your spirit light. What that means is your spirit was totally saved. That every work was completed in your spirit. But there is one man called the inner man, which is your soul. That one has to what? Become the light. The only way that one can become a light is must what? Look to the light. And then become what? Bear the image of the light. That bearing that image, what? Is not just claiming, I am the light. It doesn't bear it like that. It must what? It must look. How many of us know that what I'm saying is in the scriptures? I'm not just saying it. Not that, okay, I found one revelation. And I said, no, it's in the scriptures. We behold him as in a glass. We are being changed. See, the key word there is behold. Beholding us in a glass. We are being changed. So which means without beholding, there is no change. And it is until you are changed, you can become. No wonder Paul said. He said, present yourself wholly acceptable unto God. But before he said that, what did he say earlier again? He said that, do not be what? Conformed to this world. But be ye transformed. And the key word there is transformed. Why? Because before transformation takes place, there must be what? Change. No, transformation means that I am changing from something to something else. So which means I must be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Right? So which means that must take place before you can say, I am the light. Now, not that you can't claim it, you know, you can pray, oh, I'm the light, because you know in your spirit you are the light. But see that boldness to say, I am the light, is spiritual. Why? Because you must gather strength in the spirit. Now, this strength comes by learning. So there is a learning that must come into place. Amen. Amen. So, before I go, so let's quickly finish that one. So that, you know, although Jonas, like I said, Jonas is a way of teasing me. And I've not finished that one yet. Amen. So when I said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. And God saw the light, that it was good. So this light is good. This is a light and it's good. Isn't it? Then he said, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And then, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Now, watch again. I said, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now, it said the evening and the morning was there in the first, wasn't it? Now, this means these things were created under this light. Now, so there are what? Lights. As a result, I will read all these things. Amen. But I rushed through it a little bit. But if I can't finish it, I guess I will continue later. Amen. Amen. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God did dry land, earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Again, and the evening and the morning were the third day. Amen. So is it a mistake that it keeps saying the evening and the morning, the first, the second, the third? These are lights. Amen. So in summary, because I'm about to just round up. Amen. Now, where I'm going really is, how many of us noticed that the sun was not yet here? But there was already light. But when he created the sun and the moon, another light was what? Made. That one was what? Brighter. So which means lights are in what? Sections, stages. Even in what? In the arrangement of heavens, light differs. There is the light of what? A cherub. There's the light of a seraph. These are angels. They're light. Different kinds of angels. Different light. Now, just so you know, I'm not even just saying this out of my head. Why? The scripture says, as the resurrection, a star differs in what? In glory. So it's also what? The resurrection. What's that glory? See, every glory is what's constored with a light. Actually, glory is light. So all those things, when you see light, see, what you see in a light is much more than just that bright thing shining. There are contents that it carries. There are things that thing what carries that becomes the glory. So when they wear the light, what are they wearing? They are wearing their glory. So what they really wear is light. How many of us know that Adam was also wearing a light? That was why he was not naked. He had a light. That was his glory. But when he seen what? His eyes open. I'm naked. What happened? Glory has gone. How many of us now know that this is also the key? To see, you need sight, eyes. What happened to Adam? His eyes opened. What is happening here? Which means the way your eyes open is important to the soul. So there is a need for the opening of sight. The moment Adam sinned, what sights have been opening? What light? All kinds of lights are showing up. Light, light, light. Ah, man, then light. Okay, you know what? We must build this edifice right now. Now they are being sophisticated with that light. What we are now building is okay. We must build what drones. What else? How many of us know all those things are light? Yeah. Ideas are light. Thoughts are light. Amen. Amen. Okay. So, I want to encourage us, amen, to open our heart to learn the true light. So, which means we've been learning light. Lights have been coming, but it is not the true light. And that was what it was in John that I couldn't get to. But it's all good. Because there's so many things we could learn. How many of us know that when we go, okay, this one is very, very shady. Not shady, it's very, very
I don't know how to put it. Do you know that when we go to school, what we learn is light? That doesn't mean we can't use that light. But you see, there's a way you must master light. Do you know lights can master you? Schools can master you. All you live for will just be all those things you gain from there. But that doesn't mean you can't take those knowledge and put it into place. But you know what men do? They carry those lights and begin to work things. And you know what they're doing? The more they work it, they are fading this earth. Why? Because what do you think is speeding up this world? It's because men learn light. You see, that thick darkness covers the gross darkness of the people is light. So in case you are waiting for one day where the whole world will just be dark, apocalypse, sorry. It's not going to be like that. Why? See, it's going to come subtly with an invincible intelligence. So many of those things that we learn, oh, doom, revelation, you see, the moon will turn dark. Those things have meaning. It's not just, oh God, the word has come, the end has come. See, moon. Do you know how many times we've seen, you know, those things happen? Where what? The day will turn into night. I think I was in secondary school one day and I saw, oh, everybody was happy, we want to see that thing. Don't use your naked eyes to see, cover your eyes. It's true, I was looking at it, the whole place turned dark. Trust me, I'm pretty sure there are many videos that will pop up that year saying the end has come. But really, these are spiritual things that we must learn. Amen. So we must what? Give our energy or our strength to learn the true light. Amen.